Hello, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the first programme of this, my new 10-part music series that I've called The Golden Years. Well now, those of you who heard the close of my sequel to the Malta Memories programmes will recall my invitation to join me in my short promotional summary of what The Golden Years is all about. So you'll already have some idea. But by way of reminder, the golden years to which I'm referring are the years of the great popular music composers, like Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, the Gershwins, and indeed many more. Composers who brought us memorable compositions, the melodies of which really do linger on. And they brought us great lyricists too, whose words could only be described in many examples as poetic. They were the golden years of the great arrangers, Nelson Riddle, Billy May, Don Costa, and many others. And of course the years of some of the truly great artists who brought it all to us, Tony Bennett, Ella Fitzgerald, and indeed many, many more. Music that is enjoying a great and popular revival today, and bringing with it new and talented artists, and a musical genre that is now included regularly in the repertoire at the annual promenade concerts, the proms. I am, of course, describing the genre loosely referred to as the Great American Songbook, the golden years of which spanned more than three decades from the 1930s to the start of the 1960s, or as I once heard it described, from Berlin to the Beatles. So is there one recording that embodies all of these ingredients? I think this one gets pretty close.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality, step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
The voice of Frank Sinatra, the orchestra and the arrangement of Nelson Riddle, together with the words and music of one of the Golden Years' greatest composers, Cole Porter, combining in that recording I've Got You Under My Skin to bring us all those previous ingredients I mentioned. Well, Frank Sinatra, during his long career, received many accolades, to quote just a couple, the best-selling musical artist of all time, and the one artist who most profoundly influenced modern music. And indeed, many male singers, both during his generation and in later years, have emulated his great qualities of phrasing, sensitivity, and voice control. However, the female vocalists of the period brought us equal and everlasting musical interpretations of excellence from the Great American Songbook, too. Here's the one who justifiably earned her title, the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall that way. I hope, alas, and all so lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
Thank you.
Fitzgerald with But Not For Me, a recording from the George and Ira Gershwin songbook, together with another great Nelson Riddle arrangement, and it was indeed to mark the first time that Ella and Nelson had worked together. The Gershwins, often referred to as George the Music and Ira the Words, were another of those great composers and lyricists to emerge from the golden years and to leave their indelible mark on the music of that period. The third composer of what I would judge to be the top trio of that period we've heard so far from the works of Cole Porter and George Gershwin, it must be Irvin Berlin. And it will be a Berlin composition that I shall include next. One of the characteristics of the great songs that emerged from the period is that they are now accepted by all songwriters as the standards, and as such lend themselves to being adapted to different styles and interpretations. In the late 1950s, the composer and arranger Ray Conniff used a number of those standards in his hugely successful albums that combine both singers and orchestra, providing a rhythmic and swinging sound that retained its style popularity well through the ensuing decade. Here's an Irvin Berlin composition that he wrote for the musical Annie Get Your Gun in 1946, here given the unique Conniff treatment. Ray Conniff Orchestra and Chorus, 25 singers, 12 women and 13 men, and Irvin Berlin's They Say It's Wonderful. A name synonymous with the music of the Great American Songbook is Sammy Kahn. Born Samuel Cohen in June 18, 1913, in New York City to Jewish parents, he was destined in later years to become one of the most successful lyricists to emerge from the golden years. He changed his name to Sammy Kahn with a K, then to Kahn with a C, in order to avoid being confused with others in the music world at the time with similar names. Whilst he was both lyricist and songwriter and musician, his great talent was always thought of as that of a lyricist, so much so that when he and Sinatra worked together on Capitol Records, Frank declared that Sammy was his favourite lyricist. Four of Sammy Kahn's songs won individual Academy Awards. In 1946, Sammy collaborated, as he did many times, with Julie Stein. Stein wrote the music, and with Sammy's words, they produced a song that was to become then, and still remains, a much-recorded and popular evergreen. Here, from 1960, is the version I've chosen for us, by Nancy Wilson.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all went along. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade, like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all went along.
One of my favourites, I have to confess, Nancy Wilson, accompanied by the late, great George Shearing. The things we did last summer. And I have a feeling that before the series ends, we'll be hearing from both of them again. I began this programme with a song from the Cole Porter songbook. Here's another, sung by a lady who I'll tell you more about after we've heard Let's Fly Away.
Let's fly away and find a land that's warm and tropic, where prohibition's not the topic all the livelong day. Let's fly away and find a land that's so provincial we'll never hear what Walter Winchell might be forced to say. I'll make your life sublime far across the blue. I'll take up all your time compromising you. Let's not delay. Make Mother Nature our Messiah. New York is not for us, let's fly away.
Mm-hmm.
the blue. I'll take up all your time compromising you. Let's not delay. Make Mother Nature our Messiah. New York is not for me. Let's fly away.
Jerry Southern and Let's Fly Away, arranged and accompanied by Billy May and his orchestra, from her 1959 long-playing album Jerry Southern Meets Cole Porter. The song was taken from the 1930 Broadway production of The New Yorkers, for which Porter wrote both words and music for virtually all the show's songs. Jerry Southern began her musical life teaching classical piano, but when she discovered jazz, she quickly graduated to working as a feature player in various nightclubs and hotels, and when she added her voice to her piano playing, she really started to get noticed. Soon after, her career, performing and recording, took off. It was to last for more than a decade throughout the 50s. However, the coming of the rock and roll era was one with which she felt decidedly uncomfortable. She decided that it was a style of music she could neither embrace or compete with. Inevitably, in the early 60s, she left the world of recording, but maintained her connection with music by returning to teaching piano and singing, as well as doing the occasional film orchestration. Jerry Southern died in 1994, leaving a legacy of fine recordings, much of which include songs from the golden years. We shall hear her again as the series progresses. Which leads me to just that. So before I introduce my last recording for this, the first of 10 programmes, what's ahead in the remaining 9? Well, so far all I hope I've succeeded in doing is to just provide a small picture of what the series is all about, a taster of what is yet to come. In the weeks ahead, I shall be devoting individual programmes to the songwriters, other programmes to the arrangers and the artists from the golden years, and to those whose own songwriting was influenced by the earlier masters. Then there is the era of swing, a key element of the great American songbook that deserves a programme or two devoted exclusively to it. And finally, a programme from the new kids of today, bringing us their contribution to the current revival. Jamie Cullum, Diana Krall, and others. So I do hope you'll join me and make comment if you wish. Direct by email, it's mikeroberts@firenet.ws or by any other means care of and via the Campus FM website. And so to my final recording. An icon of the golden years is Tony Bennett, and one of his greatest hits from the period was written by the songwriting partnership of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Here is Tony Bennett duetting with one of today's greatest artists. Wait for it, Lady Gaga.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
Won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. The rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a
tramp. Go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no?
I'm alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go!
I love your free dress. I love your handkerchief in my hair.
Life without care.
Polka dot, but I'm so broke.
That's so. It's California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why a lady is a tramp.
Yes, the lady is a tramp. Endorsement indeed for the music of the golden years from a modern day music diva, Lady Gaga, from Tony Bennett's great Duets 2 album in 2011. That's it, folks. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for keeping it all together, and to you all for listening. Join me next time for more of the very best in music and song from the golden years. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.